Hey everyone. Hi. How is everyone? Oh, welcome to the Connect with Kelly show where we connect, we collaborate and create together. If it's change we seek, let's be the change. I'm Kelly, your host. Thank you for joining me. I was just listening to The Age of Aquarius by the Fifth Dimension. Check it out. Great song. It'll get you going, but it's got some fun stuff in there, just saying. Thank you. A big thank you to BBS Radio and all my subscribers. You know what? I am just super especially thankful for the feedback I receive. I just love feeling into it, all of it. Especially when you tell me what you enjoyed, what you want more of, what just gets you excited to tune in, to call in. So please tell me more. Show ideas, guest ideas. I love it. Keep it coming. Thank you to all of you listening now and in the future. And for those of you listening on syndicated stations, you'll find me at bbsradio.com/connect with Kelly. So thank you all. Thank you for joining me, everyone. Hey, what do you say? We create beautiful conversation together. The lines are open. So toll free 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Or direct at 323-744-4831. 323-744-4831. All right. I'm going to start us off with a really cool breadcrumb band. They've been around a while. They're out of the UK, and I love them. The band is called James, with a J, James, James. And this is a fun song. The lyrics are great, obviously, or I wouldn't have chosen it. But the song is called "Waltzing Along," and the lyrics go like this. Help comes when you need it most. I'm cured by laughter. Mood swings, not sure I can cope. My life's in plaster. May your mind set you free. Be opened by the wonderful. May your heart lead you on. May your mind let you be through all disasters. Be opened to the wonderful. May your heart lead you on. These wounds are all self-imposed. A life's no disaster. All roads lead on to death row. Who knows what's after? May your mind be wide open. May your heart be strong. May your mind's will be broken by this heartfelt song. May your mind let you be opened by the wonderful, set you free. May your heart lead you on. Aren't those great lyrics? I just love it. And then again, it's just a great song, upbeat. Okay, so we'll start with that. I've been feeling kind of a nudge lately to talk about something, and it's a really strong sense. It feels important. And so the topic I'd like to explore today and see what comes, see what resonates, is ascension. You know, and I really want to hopefully open this conversation to new people, new folks to the conversation that you know, may not be listening, you know, not our long-time listeners. So if you're new to the program, I am honored that you're here. And I just hope you open your heart to the words I'm going to say. And I just want to say what I'm going to talk about is just my opinion. It's formed from my personal experience. So, all y'all, just please take what resonates and leave what doesn't. So, what is ascension? You know, what is ascension? How does it relate to us? Heart-centered beings, us heart-centered humans. May your heart lead you on. Be opened by the wonderful. Those lyrics might be one way to describe it, you know? So the ascension process, we hear those words too. What does it mean for you personally? What's your experience like? I always love to know that. And like I've said before, this ascension thing, it is no flippin' joke. It's very real, and at times it can be very intense, and at times it can be so beautiful and peaceful and wonderful. So don't be shy. I want to know what it's like for you. So here's one definition I found for ascension. It's very short. It's the act or process of ascending, semicolon, ascent. Okay. Not sure how helpful that is. Ascending to what? Ascension, it implies an upward trajectory. So what exactly are we ascending to? Good question, Kel. I know it's not something Google or even like a guru can tell you. It's very personal, and it's a very intimate felt sense, if that makes sense. So okay, I'll go first. Here's my take on ascension. And again, this is from my personal experience, so just please just take it or leave it. So for me, ascension, it's just this, it's a journey. It's a journey of self-discovery, of self-realization. I'm ascending to just to who and what I really am, to all of me, me with a capital M, me as an individual spirit, a fractal of source. God, if you prefer that term. I'm a fractal of source that's in participation with me, my true self. I'm not Kelly, the identity, or even the personality. I'm not this body either. It's just a vessel that my spirit chose to inhabit when it came to this planet. I guess so. Not so many words. I'm ascending by accessing and growing 100% of my source light into this body. Does that resonate with anyone? And again, what it takes to ascend is no joke. It is a lot of work to integrate 100% of your spirit into a physical body while living in this so-called matrix BS with all the societal systems we've inherited. Holy crap. And it takes a lot of courage and determination to boot, right? Because all the systems, every system we've inherited, they're all designed to keep us from ascending, to keep us down, so to speak, to certainly to keep us from knowing our true self, to keep us from understanding everything I just said. And what makes it even harder? It's a beautiful process, but it's not easy. So what makes it even harder is the work it requires to grow your light, to integrate 100% of your spirit. And it's work that some folks, might find a bit difficult or challenging to do. Difficult in that you got to come face to face with all your crap. All your crap, all the fear, all the trauma, all the drama, etc. that you've experienced and accumulated in your lifetime and other lifetimes, the karmic loop, so to speak. You got to clear it all out. You got to clear it all out if you want to ascend with the body you're in now. And I'll just say the physical body is just one of many, many energy bodies. There's an emotional body, a mental body, trauma body. Those are just a few that I'll mention. And they all need to be cleared and balanced for your spirit to go, oh, okay, cool. I can come into and be peaceful in this vessel now. Cool, let's go. And energy bodies and clearings are just a whole other topic that I intend to explore down the road. So stay tuned for that. But for right now, I'll just say, if you want more information or want a little help with that, if you want to know more about energy bodies and get divine heart-based clearings and healings, I just encourage you to go to creationlightship.com. Creationlightship.com, all one word. And you'll learn everything there is to know about ascension and get the clearings you need that will give you more and more of your spirit, just the opportunity to come in into and anneal to your physical body. And hey, if you're doing the work, rock on, party on, Garth, keep going. We need you. We're all one. We're all doing it together, and just keep going. That's my encouragement. Okay, so back to ascension. We're not going anywhere. We're creating there. I have air quotes. We're creating there. As Lucia likes to say, drop the T and you're here. Did you catch that? We're here. Jason Mraz says in one of his songs, wherever I'm going, I'm already home. That's living in the moment, by the way. We're not in a universe. We're creating our universe individually and collectively. We're just phenomenal, fantastic, amazing creator beings. That's what spirit is. We create. We just create. That's it. And I feel for the people dot space just nails it, just explains it, describes it beautifully in a post called Know Your Light, which was posted on June 22nd of 2024. And I'm just going to read a portion of it because it's just beautiful. It's anyway, so it goes like this. Source light birthed your spirit, giving you life as a divine spark of infinite potential with your very own unique expression and creativity for eternity. Source is neutral, non-judgmental, and peaceful. Source does not punish, reprimand, restrict, control, cause guilt, blame, or scold creations of the light. Source only exists within 100% pure source light and only creates with 100% pure source light. Source created each spirit to live sovereign, pursuing adventures with unlimited potential and infinite choices. Source does not ask or wish for your worship, your sacrifice, your obedience, your prayers, or your money. Source does not coerce, cause fear, monitor, or micromanage your every action. Source exists outside of time in perfect peace in the now, trusting you have all you need because you hold the same power as your creator. Source sees you as perfect because your spirit is source light. And I'll end there. So as we ascend, in essence, we're bringing source light into us to cr just to create our next reality, our next now, which leads to the future we want. It's pretty simple, right? And with each and every experience, we get to choose the frequency we prefer. James has another great song called Nothing But Love. And I don't know about you guys, but nothing but love is the frequency I prefer. So I guess my definition of ascension is simply this. Excuse me. Becoming 100% source light in a human body. Pure peace energy. Just love with a capital L. Naz with a capital M. Hi, Asha. There's no flip of the switch, gang. It's just a gradual process. So for me, it's just this continual and conscious choice to love myself unconditionally within this just peaceful container of focused and undivided attention. It's a deep, deep desire to grow source light within my physical body and to allow an authentic connection with my beingness, with a capital B, beingness. And it's being comfortable with uncertainty and having faith that, you know what, my spirit knows what's up. It knows what the who, the what, the where, the when, the how, for everything I want to create, and for everything I need to create what I want. And what's even more beautiful, it's all in perfect timing and perfect synchronicity. I'm just in love with this process. For the People says, I'm just repeating, source is neutral, non-judgmental, and peaceful. It's when you're in that space, that's where all the people, all the resources, everything you need, everything you want, show up right on time. I'm just feeling that maybe there's a reason you tuned in to this program right now. As a concrete example, I say I'm a lot, don't I? There have been a lot of times, many times that I've had no idea how I was going to pay for this show, to broadcast this show. But because I'm so passionate about it, about doing it, now I think this, I don't know how many shows I've had now, the resources always show up right when I need them. It's beautiful and brilliant. So again, ascension to me is leaning into the spiritual process and the journey we chose to take here on this planet, which, by the way, we choose everything. We chose to create everything we're experiencing right now. Isn't that cool? Everything you're experiencing right now, you chose. And I know that might be a tough pill to swallow for some who aren't necessarily enjoying their current experience. I get it. I get it. So call our experience what you will. I like to imagine it as a like a holographic projection, or even like a movie or a video game. You know those augmented reality headsets that go over the eyes? You know those things that give you a like an interactive AI generated 3D experience, where there's nothing behind you. Everything's projected out from the device, just like your eyes do. There's nothing behind you until you turn around. It's true. There's nothing behind you until you turn around. That's how powerful we are, how creative we are. That's all we're doing here, folks. And if AI can do it, don't you think SI can do it? AKA Source Intelligence. Have you ever watched the movie Free Guy, FREE, Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds? It's a funny, it's an action comedy that depicts Ryan's character, his life as a video game. It's so good. It's so good. I encourage you to watch it. And I feel it really captures the essence of what we're each experiencing as individuals right now. So good. Another movie. I personally consider The Matrix with Keanu Reeves as a documentary. Star Wars, too. The original Star Trek with William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy. So good. Same thing. Same thing. There's so much disclosure out there in movies and songs, TV shows. If you look for it, if you feel into it, you'll notice it. Start noticing it. That's my suggestion. Pia Lichter was a guest on my last show. Such a fun conversation. Such a fun conversation. You can find it in my show archives at bbsradio.com/connectwithkelly. Excuse me. She's just this amazing creative collaborator and coach. And she wrote a brilliant book titled Welcome to the Creative Club. Get it? She says that we're creating every scene in our life. Like a movie, we're writing, directing, producing, and starring in all of it. Every bit part, every major role, all of it. Not to sound preachy, certainly don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but I feel this is an important question to ask. Do you like the movie you're starring in? The life you've created so far? If not, you do know you can stop and pivot anytime you want. You can edit it, you can rewrite any part of it, or you can just totally scrap the script and start fresh, give it a complete redo. Pia says you can rewrite the script from life is happening to me to life is happening through me. Isn't that awesome? Life is happening through me. That's a transition she made in her journey. So what scenes in your movie or your life would you change, or maybe which ones would you just give the old heave ho to? Because whether you like it or not, you created the movie you're in right now and all the scenes that are playing out. You chose everything in it, everything, positive or negative. I love you, Pia. As Pia would say, right down to the set location, set design, the costumes, the lighting, all of it, even the supporting cast, all your co-stars. So is your movie inspired from your heart's desire or something else? Maybe like things from your past, perhaps, which are gone. The past is done. It's over, by the way. So why keep recycling and re-scripting past experiences? Like James says, these wounds are all self-imposed. A life's no disaster. So if it's not the story, the script you want to star in, thankfully, guess what? You're the A-lister. You're the A-lister. You get to pick and choose whatever movie, whatever script you want to star in at any time. As For the People says, Source created each spirit to live sovereign, pursuing adventures with unlimited potential and infinite choices. And I know I'm preaching to the choir with some of you. I hope you're all still with me. And maybe it's just a gentle reminder, but there may be someone who's new to this topic who needs to hear what I'm saying. You know the phrase, where your attention goes, energy flows? It's just so true. So what you focus on, what you tell yourself is going to happen, or even what you see is what you see happening, it's going to show up in your reality. Good, bad, and different, without fail. And again, this radio show is just a really good example of that. I shared on my first show how I got what I call this inspirational ping, a hit one morning. It just jump started, kick started my creative envisionment engine that has me talking to you right now, live on the air. A radio show. You got to be kidding me. Prior to that, it wasn't even on my radar, not even an inkling. I enjoyed listening to Q and everybody else, but didn't even cross my heart. But I just couldn't help myself. Once I got that ping, my creative force just took hold, and I've just been riding that creative wave ever since. It's just so cool, so much fun. I've never been surfing, but I'd love to do that. I figure it's probably the same sensation. That's a nod to you, Margie. So, which visionary engine are you creating from? Your heart, which is proactive. The heart creates only from inspiration, from excitement, from just pure desire. Or is it your mind, which is reactive? Are you creating from just pure thought, mind energy? You know, those thoughts of guilt, fear, doubt, worry. Guess what? They're just a reaction from past events, from past experiences. And you know what? They beget movie storylines filled with just that. Guilt, fear, doubt, and worry. And reactive thoughts like that are they're just an attack on your incredible creative force. They're an attack on your intentions for creativity. James says, may your mind's will be broken. May your heart lead you on. The mind energy, it's a tricky thing. But you know what? It's not of spirit. Spirit comes into these bodies with no mind. So that means our spirit comes before thought. Spirit is the creator. Spirit is the creator, the projector, and the observer, the audience member of our experience. You know, in perfect heart-mind coherence, that beautiful, neutral, and peaceful space, the heart is the script writer. All the mind's job is just to translate for the heart. It's that beautiful, perfect heart-mind connection and collaboration. That's where the proactive brilliance comes from. That's where it flows from. But that requires just a complete detachment from mind energy. And it also, and it's just, if you let go of the mind, it allows you to just have an expansion of your heart's visionary capabilities, where you dream bodaciously, as Q says, where you envision the outcome with no boundaries, no limitations, just endless possibilities. Q also says, we're at the point in our ascension cycle that the more we see what we want, we're going to get it now. But there's a caveat there. You have to know you're going to get it. Without any doubt, without any fear, without any worry, etc. Hey, Q. So why not focus on what you prefer? What excites you? What brings you joy? I guarantee you, if you do, those are the scenes that are going to play out. If your next choice doesn't excite you, if it doesn't fire you up or just rev you up, you may want to do some self-exploration around why you're considering it. Right, back to ascension. That was a tangent. So what gets in our way of ascending to our true self? How do we get out of mind energy, that mind loop of reactivity? Well, I've come to know it's knowing that the flow of the universe is through the heart center, which is that football-shaped felt sense just below the chest plate. So the universe flows through there. And it's also knowing source is the master of the mind. We've had it backwards for such a long time, so long. So in other words, the mind is not the master. It doesn't create. So how do we turn it around? How do we flip the script? I'd like to share a channel from the book Wisdom of the Feathered Serpent by Eve Featherstone. And I just feel it illustrates this point so beautifully. And for those, I know there's a lot of you that have this book. It's on page 275. It illustrates this so well. And it says this. Oh, you humans and your insistence on casting a downward cautious glance. Envision setting out into a beautiful field of flowers, fertile opportunity, and adventure. You stand there in your immortal glory, aglow from source energy. You breathe in the freshness, beauty, and you realize the world at hand right now is here for you and you alone. This is a mystical experience, dear ones. Surely you've experienced it before. And we invite you to choose this reality more often. To drive our point home, we will offer you another possible outcome in this situation. You come across this thriving field of possibility, joy, and love. It is blooming with vitality, sexuality, and creative promise. You, as a mortal human, feel ill-equipped to handle it. So poof, you become a human with a plow, a tool, a man-made leverage of power. You cast your gaze down from the beauty in front of you, and you then engage others in pulling this plow forward, gouging the perfection and balance of the situation, and turn the beauty downward. And you sow in the furrow seeds from your past and seeds given to you by your family and experience. This action then in turn provides opportunity for other opportunistic organisms to plant their seeds. And so it goes. Forgive us if we continue to turn your reality into a rough draft of a novel or screenplay. It is precisely why we do it, to draw your attention to this fact. You are the authors of your own stories. Continuously practice the creative activity of envisioning more than one outcome to situations which present themselves to you. Be balanced and make sure you include options which include your higher self aligned with source, which your higher self would offer. See your life through the eyes of source. What if your story felt like a delicious R-rated movie, but played like a G-rated feel-good movie, which your entire family could watch? What if shame, guilt, and darkness only had a bit part? What if your heroes and heroines were very well-rounded in experience and ideals, and they represented the next wave of wisdom, bravery, and divine sexuality? Would you go to this movie? We think you would. And that's the end of the channel. Isn't that beautiful? Chills. So, in my experience, it's when we slow things down, when we're processing information, when we're making choices and decisions, informal, informal, big or small, slower is faster. Slower is faster. When you're fully present in each now moment, the shift in orientation happens where there's just no thought. Check it out. See if you can think when you're perfectly present in the now. I encourage you to experiment with it. You could, let's see, you could focus on an animal if you have it like a pet or, maybe a farm animal or just any animal. Focus on an animal for a little bit. Watch the trees swaying in the wind. Just sit there and watch them. You could watch clouds moving across the sky. One of my favorites is I love watching a baby's movement. Don't you love watching a baby giggle? I could just for hours. Try thinking then. So yeah, it's from that space. That peaceful place. That's where your inner authority, it's just this beautifully, highly refined instrument. This inner authority makes choices from intuition, from inspiration, just from heartfelt desire, without thought or emotion, certainly without fear or doubt. And, proactive, heartfelt choices are just the antithesis to reactive choices, which are from an external authority. Eight, think Matrix. Just watch that movie. Choices, all those choices that are from an external authority, they come disguised as shoulds, have tos, obligations, responsibilities, just all the frickin' programming that's ingrained in us since birth, but isn't ours. Again, if you're excited, if you can't wait to do something, that's your clue. I was so excited to do this show today. I was just beside myself, eager to explore this topic. I just couldn't help myself. So time just goes, is poof, it's gone. I look up and it's like, what? Slowing down to make heartfelt choices. I know it's easier said than done, right? My intention always, especially with this show, it's to help as many people as I can feel good and thrive, and to tap into that divine spark of infinite potential that For the People said. That's where the magic happens. The excitement happens, y'all. I just want everyone to experience it. So if there's anyone who'd like some help with that and who'd like to experience that felt sense of being in peace in the present moment, where you just transcend all thought, I've come up with a, I guess it's simple. It's really simple. It's a self-interactive practice. I guess you could call it an exercise that you might find helpful. It's just basically some in the trenches tips I've coalesced along the way that have helped me in my own personal ascension journey. So it's my gift to you as a PDF document titled SOAR, SOAR, SOAR. And I offer it as a link in the program handout section of my page at bbsradio.com/connect with Kelly. I hope you'll find it helpful. I really do. So to piggyback on the ascension topic, something else I've been playing with are the just the words accessing consciousness. Accessing consciousness. I feel they go hand in hand, really. You can't have one without the other, right? Ascending is accessing consciousness. Or you could say super consciousness. So I've been feeling into what it means to access consciousness. Consciousness. Wikipedia says it's the state or quality of sentience or awareness of internal or external existence. Are you consciously aware of what you are? For the People says it perfect. Source light birthed your spirit, giving you life as a divine spark of infinite potential with your very own unique expression and creativity for eternity. Eternity. How can we create conversation around those words? I'd love that. What comes up for you? What is consciousness to you? How do you access consciousness? All right, so what I'm about to say might ruffle a few feathers, but I say this with so much love, and I'm taking great care with these words. Consider that source, or if you prefer, God is dreaming. It's experiencing itself through you. How powerful is that? There's just nothing more powerful. You're a fractal of source within a human body. You are God, source, in a human body, choosing to have an experience in this plane of existence. Whew. I know that sounds fantastical, but. And as unique expressions of source light, nobody can tell you what you are, where you are, or how you are. That is just completely and totally up to you to decide. So, accessing consciousness to me is me being 100% me. It's just this pure focused attention with myself as a spirit, as source. It's a quiet, soft, subtle merging with myself as source. And just this peace energy present, just perfectly present and at peace with myself. And it's this place of nothingness, no thing. That's where the secret sauce is, y'all. That's where the specialness happens. That's when inspiration just flows into and through me. All the ideas, the dreams, the knowings, the next steps, etc. It's also for me where self-healing begins. I haven't been to a, I haven't been sick in years. I haven't been to a doctor in years. But it all starts with tuning out all the distractions. Gosh, how distracted we are as species. So many devices, so many things that distract us from who and what we are. Do you give yourself opportunity to be in that quiet space of nothingness? No thingness, no thought. It's a process that starts by just meeting yourself where you are and getting away from it all. Spending time just with yourself alone in silence with nature is how it started with me. Just, I love being in nature. And I pulled up stakes from all the shoulds, all the have tos, all the mind control, the identity. I just threw in the towel and extricated myself from all of it. So my experience of ascension, of evolving, of expanding, growing through inspiration is different. It's different from anybody else's. My experience is my own. My evolution is my own, and it's experienced at my own pace. So me being me, perfectly at peace with myself, is just letting go and flowing in the river of source with source. Dreaming and creating from my heart and letting go of the outcome and just letting source put it all together. And perfect timing and perfect synchronicity. It's just such a brilliant and perfect process. It's perfect. It always works. Okay, am I 100% conscious and in peace energy 100% of the time? No, not even close. But I'm more that than I'm not. And the more I practice, the more I spend time with just myself without distractions, the more and more I'm in peace energy. Wow. Any feelings about what I've shared today coming up for you? What's your experience with ascension or accessing consciousness? How would you describe it? All right. I know I'm coming up. Wow. Whew, this just flew by. I've been exploring other show topics. So I'm playing with leaps of faith. I've shared some of mine with you guys on the air. That worked out beautifully. Some big, a couple really big ones. How about you? Hearing about them is so helpful. Synchronicities. I'd love to have a show on that. Care to share any you've experienced that would help us all see how they work? Step on up. All right, all you PRQers, how about project updates? Come on, all you guys, what you got? This show platform was inspired by Project Review with Q. So Yeah, let's share them. It's so powerful when we put things out through our vocal cords. I dare you. I dare you to try it, see what happens. So those are just some ideas. So any topics you'd like to explore or threads you'd like to pull on with me, please, please, please let me know. Keep the feedback coming, please. Again, if you'd like to do some self personal exploration around heart-centered decision making, you'll find tips that might be helpful to you in my SOAR handout on my program page. And I'm going to say it again, ebsradio.com/connect with Kelly. And feel free to reach out to me and contact me there too. So I guess I'm going to wind it up with just thank you for joining me, everyone. Thank you, BBS Radio. I'll be right back here on Station One in 2 weeks on Saturday, September 13th at 10 a.m. Central. I'm so excited. Speaking of BBS Radio, I am so excited to have the affable and lovable Dawn Newsome, founder and president of BBS Radio TV, as my guest. We're gonna just chit chat. It's gonna be great, but we're gonna chat about his life-changing inspiration for creating this amazing, one-of-a-kind, 24/7 web-based radio TV streaming platform that I get to play on and then you get to listen to me on. We're going to just talk about their future intentions going forward, which includes an exciting special announcement that he's going to share with everyone. Don's journey is just a great example of following your heart and just going all out, despite the odds, to create something solely just from passion and grit. Do you realize BBS is single-handedly changing the way we communicate? Have you noticed they don't censor shit? That's funny. They don't censor. They don't. It's an amazing thing. They're changing the way we connect and collaborate and just create our new world together. Beautiful Zosha, I feel you said, Zosha, that you call them the station of the light, if I recall. So I really hope you'll tune in. It's going to be a fabulous conversation. If there's anybody out there considering starting a radio show or a TV podcast, anything, if you want more information before then, just go to bbsradio.com. Just look at the information that's there. And if you want more, Dawn and the crew make it so easy. They're so knowledgeable about everything radio and TV. They're the best in the business. You know, I didn't know shinola about it, and look at me now. Oh, and all that and icing on the cake, they're so approachable because their only goal is your success. They are just the most amazing individuals. I love you all. I love you guys, Don, Doug, Thomas, and the others I haven't met. You'll see. You'll see. Oh, okay. That's all, y'all. So I just want to say next up are my beautiful, dear angel soul sisters, Lauren and Sosha. Their show, Unstoppable Love. Please tune in. Feel their harmonics. Feel them. All right, y'all. That's all she wrote. See you in 2 weeks. Beautiful day to you. I love you all. Bye.